Does everyone talk to themselves? No, not really. Maybe sometimes out loud I do. Normally in front of a mirror, and normally not when I'm in a very good place. That's when I talk to myself, to wake myself up, to confront myself. What do you want? What do you think you're doing? How do you think this will end? Why do you do that? When are you going to learn how to live? But that's talking for real, out loud. I'm more interested in self-talk. Why? Because it's not a performance. It's authentic me, whatever that is, at that particular time. There are good reasons we sometimes feel embarrassed by old or not so old photos. Bad hair, clothes, bad angles, so on. But when the pictures were taken, we probably felt just fine. It's only our superior up-to-date selves that can see how risible we were. No, of course, it's not like that. 6 months or 6 hours from now, I will judge myself as I am now to be a fool. Or something else even worse. This writing will read as adolescent crap, and I will promise to do better. And so it goes on. Self-talk is always so smart. I'm just glad it's not recorded, registered, and filed to be brought out in evidence against my former self, myself. So why talk? Because we think, and thinking is translated into words, into language. And it is at the very point when we do that translation, that thought is corrupted. Language corrupts thought. We think language is good. We think it helps, yeah? Look around you at the contribution language has made to the world. It's a bell that never stops ringing. I'm overthinking it, I know. I just told myself.